Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Renu Kataria with the World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi talks with leaders from Oman, Jordan, France and Malaysia on urgent need for de-escalating the conflict in West Asia. Tensions across Gulf region escalate following a series of assassinations, airstrikes and attacks on critical energy infrastructure. New Delhi says Pakistan poses a threat to the world as it has history of clandestine nuclear proliferation. Lionel Messi creates history by becoming only the second men's footballer to score 900 goals in official matches. And in Orleans Masters Badminton, Tanvi Sharma, Isharani Barua and Malvika Bansor enter quarterfinals of women's singles in France. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today engaged with leaders of Oman, Jordan, France and Malaysia in a series of high-level diplomatic conversations. Discussions centered on de-escalating tensions in West Asia while reaffirming India's commitment to dialogue, diplomacy and regional stability. During his talks with leaders of Oman and Jordan, Mr. Modi also appreciated their efforts in facilitating the safe return of Indian nationals stranded in the region. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said during his conversation with Sultan of Oman, Haitham bin Tariq, he reiterated India's strong condemnation of the violation of Oman's sovereignty and territorial integrity. During his interaction with King of Jordan, Abdullah II, Prime Minister Modi remarked that attacks on energy infrastructure in West Asia are condemnable and can lead to avoidable escalation. Mr. Modi affirmed that India and Jordan stand in support of unhindered transit of goods and energy. The Prime Minister said during the conversation with French President Emmanuel Macron, both the leaders looked forward to continuing coordination to advance peace and stability in the region and beyond. Mr. Modi and his Malaysia counterpart Anwar Ibrahim during their talks discussed the deeply concerning situation in West Asia. Prime Minister Modi also extended his greetings to him on the occasion of the upcoming festival of Hari Raya Eid al-Fitri. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar had a telecon with Israel's Foreign Minister Gideon Saar this evening. They exchanged views on the ongoing West Asia conflict and its many repercussions. Dr. Jaishankar also met UAE Minister of State for International Cooperation Reem Al-Hashimi this afternoon. They discussed the latest developments pertaining to the conflict in West Asia. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar thanked UAE government for taking care of the Indian community. Tensions in West Asia remain high following a series of assassinations, airstrikes and attacks on critical energy infrastructure. Addressing a media briefing in Washington, U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said, Iran will face the largest strike package today, asserting that the ongoing war will end on America's terms.
Our objectives, given directly from our America First president, remain exactly what they were on day one. Unchanged, on target, and on plan. Destroy missiles, launchers, and Iran's defense industrial base so they cannot rebuild. Destroy their navy, and Iran never gets a nuclear weapon. Our objectives from day one.
Meanwhile, Israeli strikes have pushed deeper into Lebanon, hitting central Beirut, including the Basta and Zuqaq al-Blat areas. In a coordinated diplomatic response, foreign ministers from 12 Arab and Islamic countries issued a joint statement in Riyadh condemning Iranian missile strikes on civilian infrastructure. Across the Gulf, air defense systems remain on high alert as threats to energy infrastructure persist. More from our West Asia correspondent.
In a significant development on the Red Sea coast, Saudi Arabia says its air defenses intercepted a ballistic missile targeting the strategic port of Yanbu, a critical oil export hub that has gained importance as traffic through the Strait of Hormuz remains disrupted. Authorities also confirmed that a drone struck the nearby Samref refinery complex, a joint venture between Saudi Aramco and ExxonMobil. Early assessments indicate only limited damage to operations. Yanbu has become a vital alternative export route for Gulf crude in the recent weeks, with shipments rising sharply as tankers divert away from the Strait of Hormuz. Industry data suggests exports from the port have surged to nearly 1.9 million barrels per day, significantly above normal levels. The latest attack highlights the growing vulnerability of Red Sea energy corridors, which already face threats along key choke points, including the Strait of Bab el-Mandeb. This is Vinod Kumar for World News from Dubai.
Global crude oil prices rose today as Iran attacked energy facilities across West Asia in retaliation for Israel's strike on its South Pars gas field. Brent crude was trading over 5.2% higher at $113 and 16 cents per barrel, while West Texas Intermediate crude was trading 0.6% up at $97 and 12 cents per barrel. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. India has expressed concern at the recent attacks on energy installations across the Gulf region, terming them deeply disturbing. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal stated this in response to media queries during press briefing in New Delhi this afternoon. Mr. Jaiswal said such attacks are unacceptable and need to cease. The spokesperson said LPG availability is under watch, adding that the government is prioritizing domestic consumers while actively working to diversify energy sources.
Shipping routes have been impacted. Supply of LPG is a matter of concern. Therefore, we are prioritizing domestic consumption, domestic consumers first. Their needs will be taken care of. We are also trying to diversify our sources, looking for LPG supply from other parts of the world. And we'll do our best to secure our energy security needs.
Mr. Jaiswal said energy assistance has been sought by neighboring countries, including Bangladesh, Sri Lanka and the Maldives. Talking about the Pakistani airstrikes in Afghanistan, the spokesperson said India condemns such barbaric strikes which target civilian infrastructure and cause a lot of misery to people. Talking about U.S. Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard's statement on Pakistan, Mr. Jaiswal said that Pakistan has a history of clandestine nuclear proliferation. He said Pakistan poses a threat to the world because of their clandestine nuclear operations.
Pakistan's clandestine history of nuclear proliferation is for everybody to see, and everybody understands that, and the risk that it poses to the international community. So there is nothing new in it. It's just that, you know, this has been yet again highlighted. As far as this assessment that you've talked about, internal assessment, security assessment of the United States, on our side, we are closely working with the U.S. government on counter-narcotics issues. We have a shared objective here to how we deal with this menace. We have a working group. And through this working group, we have an institutional dialogue mechanism to address this shared common challenge.
Air India Express has announced the cancellation of two flights scheduled for tomorrow. According to the airline, flight IX255 from Indore to Sharjah and flight IX256 from Sharjah to Indore, slated to operate tomorrow, have been cancelled. Lionel Messi has created history by becoming only the second men's footballer to score 900 goals in official matches. He reached the landmark yesterday during Inter Miami CF's 1-1 draw against Nashville SC in the second leg of the CONCACAF Champions Cup in Florida. Messi's milestone strike came in a tightly contested encounter as Inter Miami secured progression on aggregate despite the draw. The Argentine legend and Inter Miami captain joined his rival Cristiano Ronaldo as the only men's player to reach 900 goals. And in Orleans Masters Badminton, Tanvi Sharma, Isharani Barua and Malvika Bansod have stormed into the women's singles quarterfinal at Palais des Sports in France. In women's singles round of 16 matches today, Tanvi defeated compatriot Anmol Karab 21-14, 21-17, while Isharani Barua defeated 21-11, 14-21, 21-17 Canadian player. And before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi talks with leaders from Oman, Jordan, France and Malaysia on urgent need for de-escalating the conflict in West Asia. Tensions across Gulf region escalate following a series of assassinations, airstrikes and attacks on critical energy infrastructure. New Delhi says Pakistan poses a threat to the world as it has a history of clandestine nuclear proliferation. Lionel Messi creates history by becoming only the second men's footballer to score 900 goals in official matches. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.